It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Well, we have 11 vessels on today's Columbia River Ship schedule. It's April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, 2020. We have, in our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect until noon today. That means 20 to 34 knots of wind is possible. Today in our marine weather forecast, we have west winds 15 to 20 knots becoming northwest 10 to 15, gusting to 20, so it could be a bit windy on the coast today. Wind waves from the northwest 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart from those local wind waves. And we have west swells 10 feet high at about 10 seconds apart, and they're going to subside later on in the day to 8 feet. And those are the swells that are coming from way further across the ocean, from energy that was poured into the ocean by wind and wave and storm action far away from us, and it travels all the way across the ocean here. And showers are likely on land and sea today in our forecast. And today I'm going to be talking a little bit with you about the effect of the pandemic, the global pandemic on cargo, and how that might affect us here eventually, or not affect us here. So I'll tell you what I've just been able to find by looking around in a bunch of different sources. Now, so far, our ship schedule, let's take a look at our ship schedule for the day. Our ship schedules have been looking pretty good. They're about average. We average about a dozen vessels year-round a day coming in here. Some days it's very low, some days it's higher. But that's about average, and we're about at that today. We have 11 vessels on our ship schedule. We have 3 inbounders, we have 2 in our Astoria anchorage, and we have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Chios Sunrise, arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She is ultimately headed to the port of Portland for to pick up potash, and that's an ingredient in fertilizer. It's also a widely traded commodity. And I haven't seen any slowdown in that. We have a lot of ships coming in to pick up potash. So she will be in Astoria's anchorage. Well, she got there probably at about 1:30 a.m. today. The ATB articulated tug and barge rig, the Island Monarch, that's a tug and a barge attached together where the tug fits in a notch in the rear of a specially designed barge, and they travel together as units. So you'll see one of these ATBs going by, and it looks a lot like a ship. But if you look closely at it, you'll see that it actually is a tug and a barge. So kind of the newer technology in the tug and barge trade. She's arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Portland. She's got a petroleum barge there. That's her cargo. So passing Astoria in the afternoon, maybe around 2:30, could be in Portland by about 8:30 this evening. The Glovis Crown is arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She's a car carrier with Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 10:30 a.m. You might see her in Portland by 4:30 p.m. Car carriers are those big blocky-looking ships that they are essentially big floating parking garages. And even though they look really ungainly, they're actually very high-tech, well-designed ships with a lot of ballast, a lot of weight below the waterline holding them so that they're stable since they stick so far up above the water. In the Astoria anchorage, we have 2 ships, the African Queen and the Koh-i-Noor. Both of those are awaiting orders. I think those are both wheat carriers, and they're going to go upriver to ports eventually and pick up wheat, and we'll see them coming downriver, hunkered down in the water with all that cargo on board. And our outbounders, we have our container ship. We have one container ship that comes in fairly regularly now from this SM. It always has SM in its name. Leaving Portland now with containers on board, leaving around 1 a.m. She could have passed Astoria outbound around 7 a.m. So she may have already gone by. The Daria Mahesh is leaving Portland. She's got potash on board, left around 1:30 a.m., maybe went by about 7:30 this morning outbound. The Nord Namur is leaving Kalama with wheat on board. She left at about 3 a.m., so she probably also passed by about 8 a.m. outbound. The CSL Tecumseh is leaving Rainier. She's a Canadian Shipping Lines gypsum carrier, and she is leaving leaving Rainier, the U.S. gypsum plant, just opposite Longview on the south side of the Columbia there, a little bit downriver from the bridge. She's left around 5:30 a.m. She might be passing Astoria outbound right about now. And the Dionysus Leader is leaving Vancouver. Subaru's on board there, another blocky car carrier, leaving around 2 p.m. Maybe you'll see her outbound past Astoria around 8 p.m. And the, looking at my computer here for a second, the miracle of technology. I am broadcasting from home, by the way. This is the from the South Slope of Astoria. I have to have the time up because timing is everything in this radio biz, and I need to know exactly what's happening. Okay, so where was I? The Dionysus leader, Subaru's, leaving Vancouver, 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m., and the Saga Pioneer is heading out of Vancouver. I think she could have copper concentrate on board, leaving around 3:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9:30. Well, I've been thinking about cargo. You know, I've been thinking about all sorts of things I could talk to you about on the ship report relating to this whole situation that's happening. It's affecting world trade heavily. And as you know, as we've talked about many times on the ship report, the 90% of everything idea, which is that all of our stuff comes to us on container ships. And the container trade is getting hit pretty hard. And so I've been thinking about all that stuff that we rely on, that our supply chain has pretty much relied on, container ships continuously pouring into the U.S. with cargo on board. One day are we going to order something and it's not going to be there. So I've been reading around, and I'm seeing that interesting shifts are happening in the shipping industry, and I just want to tell you a little bit about what I was able to find. I'm going to read a little bit from an article in gcaptain.com, which is a really great maritime news portal. As retail outlets, as well as many manufacturing operations in North America, are shuttered, anticipation of a surge of imports to compensate for China's extended Lunar New Year hiatus are quickly disappearing. So when the COVID-19 situation was really, really bad in China, it seems to be easing a little. They extended their annual Lunar New Year, which is in the beginning of our year, vacation to let people stay home. And so it was sort of anticipated that when that was over, cargo was going to resume, and it is not resuming, all that container trade going out of China. So, but containers are still arriving in the U.S., and there are concerns not about that cargo is not arriving so much as that it's piling up at ports here in the U.S. So a lot of containers are sitting there with cargo that's not being delivered right now. So in a way, for those of us who are consumers here, when this whole situation does ease, there will be plenty of cargo to deliver. It's just that the cargo is now sitting at ports. And now as the container trade drops off, bulk carriers are taking over some of that to move things like scrap metal. Here on the Columbia, we have a lot of raw materials that we send out, ingredients to make things, and wheat. So the grain, from what I can see, grain is still being shipped like crazy, and that has not slowed down. And so we may see, at least in the short term, not much of a change in our shipping here on the Columbia, which is good for people who want to continue working. But storage is becoming an issue at container ports because all that cargo is piling up. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.